Hey friends, it's officially the new year, which means it's the perfect time to start that healthy eating routine that you've been craving. Factor has chef-made gourmet meals that make eating well easy. They're dietitian approved and ready to heat and eat in 2 minutes, so you can fuel and feel great no matter what life throws at you. Factor arrives fresh and fully prepared, perfect for any active, busy lifestyle, and has 40 options across 8 dietary preferences on the menu each week. And it's easy to pick your meals tailored to your goals, and you can choose from preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, or Keto. Factor can help you feel your best all day long with wholesome smoothies, breakfast, grab-and-go snacks, and more add-ons. So reach your goals this year with ingredients you can trust and convenience that can't be beat. Eat smart with Factor. Get started at factormeals.com/barbknowsbest50off and use code barbknowsbest50off to get 50% off your first box plus free shipping. That's code BARBKNOWSBEST50OFF at factormeals.com/BARBKNOWSBEST50OFF to get 50% off plus free shipping on your first box.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Coming up on this week's episode of Barb Knows Best, the podcast.
I think we've always been set up to fail in the new year. It just has always felt that way to me because I am a perfectionist.
Yes.
So it's really all or nothing.
Hello, everyone. Hi, friends, and welcome back to Barb Knows Best, the podcast. It is me, Michelle, your co-host, and I am, as always, so excited to be sitting here with you all chatting about life and its most interesting topics. We made it. We are in a new year. Happy New Year to you all, to our wonderful community, and to our supportive listeners. We're so grateful for you, and we're hopeful that 2025 has gone off to a nice start so far. As always, I am sitting here with my mom and we're excited to chat about some interesting topics today. And, you know, I'm excited about this one because this is my favorite topic to dive into as we start a new chapter and as we start off a new year.
Coming out of the end of 2024, the end of a calendar year, moving into a new year, we all feel pressure to be better, to, you know, we have a clean slate of a new year. What do we want to create? What do we want to let go of? Where do we want to improve? And while in theory, that mindset is healthy, you know, it's always great to be reflective and tapped into who you are and what you want and what changes you could make to better get you there. We've talked about on the show and in our work at Peaceful Mind, Peaceful Life and blogs, just the pressure that comes from the concept of resolutions when we start the new year. And I'm guilty of it. I'm pretty sure you are too, where you set a resolution to start the year and what, by January 20th, maybe it's not happened. Or the perfect example of this is baby Michelle always setting an intention or a resolution, I should say, at the start of a new year to write in my diary more. You know, I think that's like a very widespread lived experience of as a child being gifted a diary or a journal of some sort, saying to yourself, I'm going to write in it every day. I'm so excited. Dear diary, it's January 1st. I can't wait to document this year together. And then by like January 5th, it falls off. And why we want to talk about this today is because think of all of the judgment and disappointment and really harsh criticisms we feel about ourselves when we set those resolutions and maybe we don't follow through on them or we fall off on them. And you know, we have all of this excitement and enthusiasm for a new chapter, and not even 1/12 of the way into the new chapter, we've already let it go. And so then what do? Then we just live the rest of the year with this unmotivated, uninspired thought process. I don't know. So that's why we want to talk about starting a new chapter and the power of intentions today, because it has changed so much for us personally, professionally, all of the ways.
Well, I think too, Michelle, we talk a lot about how we reimagine, reinterpret, redefine words.
Yep.
And I think what happened for both of us, and I know that it happened for me so many times, was we think about a resolution or a goal. To me, those two words are kind of interchangeable.
I'd say so.
A resolution and a goal. But I think we've always been set up to fail in the new year. It just has always felt that way to me because I am a perfectionist.
Yes.
So it's really all or nothing. Yeah. There was never any gray area, which you talk about a lot, that there's always a gray area in everything. It's never just all or nothing. And so I would start the new year if I wasn't on the path of what it was that I had resolved to do for the new year, then I was done. Mm-hmm. And I talked to so many people over the course of the work that we've been doing for so long that they feel the same way. So I know you and I talked a lot about what I think it's the word.
Yeah.
Like resolution. I'm going to resolutely do this. For me, it always felt like I got to do this or else. And how often then do we go into, let's say we give it up sometime in January or maybe even February. How often do we just abandon it? Mm-hmm. We don't think about, okay, well, maybe I need to tweak this a little bit. Where the word intention, and you and I talked about this so much for years, the word intention for me is like a life thing. It's not just a new year thing. It's not just, I'm going to start the new year with this intention, because actually I don't believe that anything happens in life without an intention. Mm-hmm. Like we can get stuck or we can get bored or we can get perfectionistic and all the things. But if I'm living my life with a certain intention, and it could, you know, run the gamut of what that word could be. But if I'm living my life that way, every intention we talk about and that I believe strongly, it follows then with an action.
Right.
So it's hard to give it up. For me, it has been impossible to give it up. I live my life with intention now. Mm-hmm. I'm always talking about what is my intention for this moment. Because I think the idea that intention actually has the emotional backing in everything that we do,
yeah,
in all of our efforts. So for me, it didn't feel like I'd ever failed. It felt like, let me look at this and what actually was my intention. And it made me more reflective. So hopefully it made sense that everything that I was saying really is talking about how can we actually live our lives not holding us to a standard that's impossible to maintain 24/7.
Yeah, for sure.
Like all or nothing, basically, and feeling like we failed.
Absolutely. And a few things came to mind as you were talking, as they usually do. Firstly, I think what you pointed out is the concept of an intention is something that we can, or the practice of an intention is something that we can use every day, no matter the time of year, no matter what's going on. And that is truly an aspect of it that I find to be helpful, and also to take off the pressure. You know, when we talk about resolutions and goals, they're often super wide reaching, super all or nothing, to use your words. And it's like, you know, in 2025, I want to save enough money to buy a house and lose 20 pounds and start my own business and run a marathon, which, you know, theoretically are all amazing goals to set for yourself if that's in alignment with
a lot of pressure.
But it's a lot of pressure. Yeah. And you know, it's, you start the new year, and again, to reiterate, if you've fallen off on those things come February, a lot of us tend to feel like, okay, well, this wasn't my year. I started off this year feeling like it was going to be my year, and I'm already off my path, so what's the point? I'm just going to wait till 2026 or the next year. And then we kind of live in this wishy-washy limbo of like, well, I'm not going to get to where I want to go, so I might as well not try. Intention, on the other hand, you can practice and tap into daily, which is something that you talk about often and I know is part of your daily practice, or monthly, quarterly. You can do it for yourself personally with your own ideals and things that you want for your life. You can do it with your team and your work. Like, this is our intention for this next project or quarter. You can do it for, you know, your family. Like, it's pretty widespread, the possibilities of intention. And so that's what kind of makes it exciting and also not as intimidating and more connected within, because how we truly like to differentiate intention from a resolution or a goal is to simply say that a resolution or a goal feels more externally focused, like all of those examples that I just talked about. They're great, but they're rooted in an external result. And what is comforting to me, and I know for you, is that an intention is rooted from within, and it's more of a internal guidance or a whisper of the soul or some sort of yearning that you have that then influences and touches every other part of that external life.
I love that, Michelle, because it actually creates the reality that we're living in, because intentions do that. They really do. And not that resolutions and goals and all of those things are not part of our lives.
Yeah.
You know, they go hand in hand. And I think you've got the big picture maybe down the road. Like you said, I'm going to own my own business, or I'm going to do this, or I'm going to do that. So that's the long range goal. Intentions help us understand and be like a participant in creating that reality and helping it happen. Like, I'm going to do this. And I look at intentions all the time. As I said earlier, I go into a meeting. If it's going to be a very contentious meeting, I'll ask myself, okay, Barb, what is the intention that you have set for this? What is the outcome that you would like to see? Or how do you actually want to show up in this situation? So if intentions create our reality, I believe that what has happened for me over the years of actually really living with intention in every moment, I become more powerful. I believe that intention is where our power lies.
Right.
If we have this intention, I want to go into this meeting feeling like I was able to, let's just say I have the intention that I just want to go in knowing that I have certain things that I want to say, but I want to be kind and I want to be thoughtful, but I also want to use my intention to say the things that I need to say in this moment so that the other person will be able to understand what it is I'm trying to say.
Right.
Just having those kind of idea, having that
it's clarity.
Powerful idea of clarity, and also knowing that I have an idea of what I want, how I want to show up. I think that's what I'm trying to say. So it matters.
Yeah.
I think it's so important that we understand that intentions really set the framework and the foundation of our lives in many, many ways. So to start the new year off like that, that's where I was going to go with that, to making sure that we understand what our intentions are for the new year so that we're learning and growing and not giving up and abandoning ourselves because we didn't actually achieve the thing in 20 days or less.
Right.
Like, we have these unrealistic ideas sometimes when we're setting goals and when we're setting all the things that we're talking about today, any shape that that is, where intentions feel a little more forgiving and help us recalibrate.
And realistic.
Okay. Realistic. And also, wait a minute, let me back up here. I had this intention and it didn't actually go the way that I had intended. What do I need to tweak here? Because if kindness is one of my intentions, but I lose my temper, you know, sometimes that's going to happen because we're not perfect.
Right.
So we can say, wait a minute, do I need to make an amend here? Did I actually lose my temper? I had in kindness is what my intention was, but I lost my temper. So it's not about blaming ourselves or thinking that there's something wrong with us. It really is about what happened.
Right.
Which is a whole nother podcast. I think we've talked about a lot. I'm always asking myself, what happened in this moment, Barb? You know, that you lost your temper, or what happened in this moment that maybe you need to take a look at so that we can understand better what's happening.
Well, I watched you in an experience you had yesterday where you had to make an important phone call that I felt like was going to be contentious. It was contentious. You were upset about something how this person was handling something that was really important to you, and you needed to call them to express that disappointment and also get some clarity as to why things were happening. And I know that you felt super disrespected and unseen and unheard, and that was really bothering you. Not gonna lie, I was a little worried about how that conversation was gonna go.
And just to add something, because the person who I had to speak with was actually not doing
the job
that they were supposed to be doing. They had really kind of not enforced some of the things that their job was requiring them to do. So it was a very difficult conversation, and I actually felt nervous.
Yeah.
And had I not had an intention, I don't know if it would have gone as well. So I'll let you go.
Well, I was
going to
say, you know, in our conversations before you made the phone call and then just knowing you very well, I know you had the intention to speak up for yourself and to be clear and assertive with your feelings, but also to be kind and to not be like a bulldozer in the conversation. And I overheard aspects of how it went down, and it went down really well. When you came in to the room that I was in after it had ended, I was like, that went a whole lot better than I expected it to go. I felt nervous about it. And I do truly believe it was because of how the energy that you brought to it, the intention that you had, you having the self-awareness to know when to push and when to pull back and when to be assertive and then maybe when to be a little more forgiving. And I think that made all the difference. But you had that awareness to start of, okay, how am I going to go into this? And that is truly the power of intention, because we can start to be truly mindful of what we say, how we act, the energy that we give, how we make people feel, and it breeds better results. We haven't totally talked about it, but I think you probably felt complete with how that ended up.
Definitely. And I think you really touched on something that, you know, we can, when I set the intention of kindness, that's kind of the ethos that I do live by. Doesn't mean I don't lose my temper. Doesn't mean that I don't yell and scream or get angry. You know,
peaceful Barb getting angry.
You know, that we've tried to dispel that so often, that just because you're kind and you try to live a life of intention of peace and tranquility or whatever, it doesn't mean you don't get angry. Doesn't mean you don't scream. So I really want to dispel that, and we'll continue to do that as we go along in our episodes. But what it does mean is, when you set that intention, it really is about, and you said this with the energy, you use the word energy, which is a huge word that I use. And I think it's kind of funny, coming from someone who is in recovery from bulimia for 40 years, who never was in touch with her feelings and never was in touch with the energy. To me, energy was something out there. Now that I'm using it as energy that I'm putting forth in the world and energy that comes back, it makes me so happy, but also makes me like, wow, I can't believe that this person that I am is talking about the energy that I bring to something or the energy that comes back to me.
Well, can I interject something really quickly? That's a on topic, but off topic about energy. We use that word a lot. We've talked about it a lot in this episode. And I talk about it a lot in my book that I've been in deep in the editing process of. And interestingly enough, one of the big clarifying points that I got from my editor in this round of editing was, can you help clarify what you mean when you say energy? Mm. Like, for a reader who might not be accustomed to that language, energy often means like, you know, I'm going to drink some coffee and have some energy. And I never really thought about that it might not be clear. So like, maybe can you just say what energy is,
well,
so that I can use that for my book?
Yes. And that's where I was going to go with this, because so let's say I show up for a conversation. I say, well, what do you mean? Just those few words. What do you mean? Those four words can either have the accusatory, judgmental energy, or it can have a considerate, humble energy.
Like tone and vibes.
Totally. And I think that's what you're talking about. You overheard my conversation yesterday that was very... It could have gone many, many, many different ways.
I really thought that this person was going to really push back at you.
Well, and you heard her. I mean, you didn't hear her, but you heard my energy back. Her energy was very welcoming and understanding, because my energy was very considerate and actually humble.
Yeah.
Because I praised so many of the things that she's done, and she's a friend. So my energy was very conciliatory. And how do we move forward with this and try to fix what's already happened? Or how can we look at what's already happened and make some sense of it? Sometimes it can't be fixed, but we can each actually agree to understand what happened and what do we need to do forward. And I think that's the energy that showed up. I showed up with that energy and she showed up with that energy. So that's what we're talking about with energy. Right. Because I believe our lives, you know, flow in the direction of where our energy goes.
Right.
100%. So words are words and words matter. Absolutely. But I think the energy we bring to the words, like, what do you mean, is a very benign four words. What do you mean? And so I think it's a really good example.
The tone.
I think it's a really good example of what energy.
It's subtle.
It's the intention that you're bringing to the conversation.
Yeah.
It's the intention that you're bringing to the words. What do you mean? And it's really, what is it that you're asking? Are you, do you already know what you mean and you're trying to be belittling, or you're trying to be judgmental, or you're trying to be condescending? Or are you really just showing up saying, I just really want to understand what you mean?
Yeah.
And so it's very different. So all of this to say, this is how I love starting a new year. What is it I intend to bring into 2025?
Right.
And it's huge. Just like, what is it I intended to bring into the conversation yesterday with this difficult one that I had to have? What do I intend to bring into the new year? And just having that intention of, what do I want to bring in, doesn't mean that's the way it's going to always go. Doesn't mean my life's going to be perfect, even though I'm a recovering perfectionist. But it does
recovering
mean,
is key.
It is very key.
But
it does mean that it will always be in my energy. It will always be in my mind. So if I don't show up that way one day, instead of beating myself up, oh, Barb, your intention for this year was, let's just say, kindness. Mm-hmm. You didn't show up that way. What's the matter with you? You're peaceful, Barb. No. Whoa, I didn't show up that way. What's happening?
Right.
As I say often in the podcast, I'll say to myself all the time, what's happening for you in this moment, Barb? It's just so much more forgiving and so much more alive.
Yeah.
And real. Like, this is how we can live our lives. We actually can do this, because it's not some like laid out assignment that we have to do or else. It's really a very forgiving, as we talk often, we're the scientists of our own lives. So we actually get to learn about ourselves. We actually get to see what's happening for ourselves. And as you just said, how that conversation went, I hung up the phone feeling really good, because this person is a friend.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she carries, you know, different hats, and like we all wear different hats in life, but she's actually a friend. So that, more and foremost, can really be the, like, the equalizer in a conversation that can be actually difficult.
Mm-hmm. You touched on setting an intention as a tool to start the new year, which of course is the theme of this episode. And just, you know, this whole month, we're going to talk about new beginnings and just really taking advantage of a fresh start. But we often talk about, I'm pretty sure on the show, but, you know, in our work, of choosing a word for, as the intention for a new year, and mm-hmm. letting that word be that guiding, overarching theme for the year. And of course, you can break it down into any kind of time frame that feels more comfortable for you. And I think maybe we'll share the words that we're choosing for 2025, maybe on social media. We can do a fun way of sharing our words for 2025. But do you want to maybe talk about the practice of choosing a word
yeah.
as an intention?
And I might share mine today.
Oh, you want to?
I might.
Okay. I don't know if you're ready to do that, but
I am.
Go for it.
Yeah, I've been thinking about this, because I think as you think about having a word that kind of encapsulates the intention that you might have for 2025. And it doesn't mean that that word is, you know, I was raised in the Catholic tradition, so I use the word gospel a lot. It doesn't mean that that word is gospel and, oh my gosh, I can't change it, I can't this. But for me, it's, you're the one that introduced this to my life, by the way, choosing a word. You're really the one that introduced this whole idea of, you know, Dear Diary, as you started off this episode, didn't actually work so well as you as a little Michelle, because there would be days that you didn't actually write in the diary. You're the one that said, you know, Mom, I think it works better for me if I have more intentions and, you know, live my life with the idea of what is it I'm intending instead of what are my resolutions, but having those goals. But I think it was the word resolution that didn't quite sit right with you. And we've had so many conversations over the past decade or so. So you're the one that came up with the word idea. And for me, it really helps keep me centered especially if I'm in difficult situations. So I love the idea of a word, but where I'm going with this whole conversation about the word is it stems from all of my awarenesses of the previous year. Like okay. When I look at a word that I want to intend for, let's say 2025, a lot of it when I do, you know, I'm huge on reflection. I don't know if we've ever done an episode on reflection. I mean, that's one I'll of my top to check, five things in life. I am
It's a new chapter. You get to do it all over again.
Well, I think that's where we came up with the idea of being a scientist in your own life. I think it all for me is stemmed from reflection, having a reflection period every day. So when I reflect back on 2024, the thing that was very up for me that I noticed that I had a really hard time doing and that having a really hard time doing it stem from control. And we already know that I'm a control freak.
Yes.
Like I'm a recovering, controlling person. And so the idea of needing to be in control and wanting things to be a certain way because I felt like that was the right thing. And just having that whole thing, 2024 was a really difficult year for me.
Yeah.
I thought 2023 was a really difficult year, but 2024 matched it and then even expanded more.
Well, yeah.
But I think the idea of looking at what did I need to learn and what have I learned as 2024 came to an end and how do I want to show up in 2025 is what helps prepare me for my word.
At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate, which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Oh, maybe too close. Trade in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app.
Get 10 for $10 on select varieties of Kroger pasta, Starkist tuna pouches, or Powerade with your card. Then get tender Heritage Farm boneless chicken breasts for $2.49 a pound with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you want me to say the word?
If you want to.
Acceptance.
Ah. Interesting.
I had a really hard time with acceptance.
Yep.
I had a really
hard
time.
I can see that.
Yeah. Can't you? Doesn't it encapsulate, I think, a lot of the difficulties I felt during 2024, excuse me.
In a lot of active resistance in 2024, which is not typically your nature.
Beautifully said.
But I will corroborate that it was a really hard year for you, and it often felt like, what the heck? Like, this can't be. So I understand it, but I feel like that's a really good word.
Well, I think what you just said is so perfect because active resistance, yes, in what was playing out in life, but more so, I was so hard on myself.
Yep.
I mean, we talk incessantly about, you know, being your own best friend and being kind to yourself and treating yourself like you would a person that you love dearly. I was so hard on myself. I was constantly, why'd you let this happen, Barb? How did you not see this? What? Oh my gosh, you made the biggest mistake of your life. I just had some of those negative, not helpful words happening in my mind more often than not. And finding myself in my reflection period at the end of the day, okay, so reflecting on, okay, Barb, you were treating yourself not very kindly today and you were expecting an outcome that didn't happen, but you thought it needed to happen and you were trying to really push the boundaries of making it happen.
More forceful energy.
Yeah, there was a lot of forceful energy.
Like, I will make what I want or what I think is the right thing to happen. And it wasn't often happening.
No. And I think that was the whole point.
Yeah.
I think it's the whole point as I reflected, you know, I do a real longer reflection at the end of a year. So at the end of 2024, thinking about what the heck happened this year, because I could itemize like five major things.
Yeah.
You know, 2023, I got divorced. That was the one major thing that had all the complications of that. 2024, there were like four or five different episodes, but they all had the same similar energy to them.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't turn out the way that I thought it needed to. And then ultimately did, you know, end up causing, you know, some kinds of separation along the way, but also didn't turn out the way that I thought it needed to. And I was the problem.
Yeah.
Like,
and
not
you are
that
a
I
justice
didn't-
seeker. Like, if you feel wronged or if you feel like someone caused harm willingly or unwillingly, or manipulated a situation or whatever. And I think that's where what you couldn't accept in 2024. You were like, no, I will force you to try and see what you're doing is wrong and acknowledge it, or I will try and rectify the situation or seek justice. And oftentimes, you know, not to paraphrase the Martin Luther King Jr. quote, like the arc of justice is long sometimes, and yeah. It's not always immediate. And you were getting frustrated by not kind of having that instant gratification of the justice that you were seeking, which is painful, obviously.
Well, and I think where that leads, I love that you brought that up. I think where that leads is then it gets turned on yourself. It got turned on myself. And I was kind of, what did you do wrong? Oh my gosh, how did you not? You know, the reflection is not to beat ourselves up and say, why didn't you make this, 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 and this decision? The reflection is, this is the decision that I made. And I like to think, and I do this with myself, and I also do this with all people that I come in contact with, that you're doing the best you can in the moment. I don't like to show up for something thinking that the person's going to be not doing their best and that they're also going to be evil or mean or whatever. I really try to have the intention that people wake up in the morning, stepping out of bed, thinking I'm going to try to do the best that I can. So
you do have that belief.
I do, definitely, because how I can't walk into life without having that belief, because I'll be disappointed 24/7. So I feel like you have to go into it that way. So as I went into that way, something got scrambled in my brain this year that it was, wow, how did you do this wrong? How did you do that wrong? What were you thinking? And I think what happens, which we talk about in any kind of practice that we really need to have, is we've got to be able to stop ourselves from going down that path, because mm-hmm. we did what we did in the moment because we thought it was the best option and the best choice in the moment. We weren't trying to really, you know, F things up.
Yeah.
We really wanted it to be okay. And it just didn't end up that way. So all that to say, acceptance.
I love it.
You know, I think that accepting what is so that we can change the outcome or the behavior or the energy of what's next to be. That's kind of my mindset for the reflection of it. Like, accept what happened. But then what is my energy? How am I showing up in the next iteration of the action that I'm being called to take? So I hope that you all can hear and you can see how having a word like this can actually have the power. I mean, I think it's very powerful, but if you haven't gone down a path like this before of choosing a word as your mm-hmm. yearly foundation, let's just say, of actions and choices and things that you might do, it's so powerful. Because now as I move into 2025 in this first year, the first month of the year, you know, if I'm beating myself up in a moment, like, it's going to be a red flag and a huge alarm going off in my brain. Wait a minute, Barb, what are you not accepting here? Mm-hmm. What's happening in this moment that you are trying to change the outcome instead of looking at what is it that you needed to learn?
I love it. So for our listeners wanting to engage in this practice of choosing a word, you know, either for 2025 or for any part of life, setting an intention.
Every moment of life.
Every moment. Setting an intention. Really, the practice that we go by is to, you know, spend time with yourself, check in with yourself, reflect with yourself, ask yourself important questions. And we've talked about this at the end of 2024 as a practice of taking inventory of the year and really uncovering the highs, the lows, the pros, the cons, the good, the bad, to have the clarity of how you feel about that chapter of life. Taking the information that you have inside of yourself of how you feel about yourself and how you feel about your life, asking yourself, like, what do I intend for 2025? How do I wish to show up for 2025? And noticing what comes up and being vulnerable with yourself, but also accepting of what comes up and kind of going with it, because sometimes we can choose words that maybe aren't expected, but they're what is being called of us.
Could you give your example in 2020?
I was just about to.
I mean, this is
that
the
was,
most
That
wildest.
Was my next point. We're good. On the same wavelength
today. Well,
because
this is the greatest example of what you're talking about and how powerful a word can be.
Using that word and letting it be that theme or guide and sticking with it. I would say, well, there's always ebbs and flows of life and things happen and you can pivot and change and adjust. I really encourage being committed to the intention and seeing how it plays out, because you just never know what life will present to you through the lens of the intention that you set. So
write this on your mirror. You know, where my intention goes, my energy will flow, because this is what you're saying.
There's no rules.
There are no rules. You can change it if you want to, but you're going to give us the most beautiful example that our intentions actually are in movement of the reality that we're creating in our lives.
Okay.
Or even the reality that we're trying to have in our lives as well.
Yeah. All that being said, 2020.
January 2020.
January of 2020, I chose my word. I actually feel like a little emotional thinking about this. January 2020, my intention word was ease.
Oh yeah, fasten your seatbelts, everyone. This month is going to be amazing. We promised you last year that we were going to share so many personal, even more personal stories and stuff. So I just wanted to add that. It is emotional when you think of, everybody think of what January 2020 was. Well, we were all on top of the world, ready to start a new year.
Yeah. So I chose ease, which is hilarious, because I thought, I'm going to approach this year with just going with the flow and being easygoing and laid back and chill. And just my life is going to be such a beautiful cascade of ease.
Well, I think you too were saying a lot in that from your reflection of 2019, that you just wanted to let life unfold.
Yeah.
Just let life unfold, and you were going to meet life and show up in life where you were being called. I just remember you saying some of those words. So sorry.
It's true.
So obviously,
what happened in 2020, February, March, and beyond, nothing was easy. Everything was upside down. We had global challenges, community challenges, country challenges, like everything was hard. So
we were locked down.
Yeah, we were locked down. We had to pivot. There was fear, anxiety, like all of the stuff. Nothing about 2020 felt easy. I also went through a lot of personal challenges that were like the hardest things that I ever had to go through in my life thus far. Throughout that whole year, I would remind myself that I had chosen ease as my word. And humor is medicine. And because I would often think to myself, oh my God, how insane is it that I chose ease when this is like the hardest year ever, which gave me some relief in that moment to, you know, laugh about it. But it also was a reminder to myself that, again, life happens and how we respond to it is what matters most. And so I had intended that year to respond to the life that was happening around me with ease. And that really impacted and influenced the actions that I took and the viewpoint, how I viewed my challenges. And though nothing about 2020 was easy.
Or came with ease.
I felt a lot of comfort in approaching the difficulty with an easeful mindset. And so I say that and I share that because you might think to yourself, oh my gosh, I chose joy for 2025. And so far I've been presented with nothing but hardship and challenge. I must have done something wrong, or maybe I chose the wrong word, or I got it. I didn't connect with myself. You know, we get so hard on ourselves. And think of my story, and just, I encourage you to stick with it and just see how you can use the word or the intention to live with whatever is happening rather than like against it. And just bring it into your mind and call back to what you're intending and see how it can play into life, even if it feels like it's like opposing energies.
I just cannot tell you how much I love this so much. Because I think that, not because I think, I know, We're so quick to, oh my gosh, I chose the wrong word. Let me reassess things here. And that's not what you did. And I think what's so powerful
about— I thought about it though. Of course, we're human. No.
Of course we're human, but it's not what you did. And I think you're helping people to see that you chose that word for a reason. And so now can we just actually, this is how we transform. I mean, this is, you hear people talk so much about transformation and all of the great mystics and saints and great teachers that we know. I mean, every teacher that I've ever studied for the past 40 some years is all about the transformation, but not about necessarily the transformation of the external world, even though that might be the social justice cause, let's say, from some of those magnificent teachers that I really love. But it's more about, how do I transform myself in the midst of what's happening out there? What do I need to learn? What do I need to do? How do I need to grow? What do I need to shift here? What do I need to? So you chose ease, and you were constantly asking yourself, okay, so what do I need to, what's happening that I'm not feeling at ease?
Mm-hmm.
Or you brought up joy. So if you're not feeling joyful in the moment, like we're not always going to feel joyful in every moment, but when we're really being, I think when we're really, where push comes to shove, so to speak, and we're really being asked to take a look at ourselves deeply, then we really have to say, okay, what is life asking me here in this moment? Because I believe that life is working for us, not against us. Even though 2024, yeah, if you'd asked me that question, first quarter, second quarter, third quarter, not the fourth quarter though, because I remember coming to you in the fourth quarter saying, Michelle, 2024 can't end soon enough. This has been quite the year. And I remember you looked at me and you said, Mom, it's not over yet. And so the last month and a half, 2 months of 2024 have been golden. I shifted my perspective in, it's not over yet.
Yeah.
I don't need to start wishing 2024 away yet. It's not over yet. So what life was asking me is to look at things a little bit differently. How can I see this differently? If I believe life is working for me, not against me, even though I felt like it wasn't, it actually was. And my whole reflection for 2024 truly was, how can I live my life learning and growing instead of beating myself up, or instead of feeling sorry for myself, or instead of looking at it that I need to change the external world? No, I needed to transform in whatever situation life was asking me to. So, mm-hmm. And that's what happened for you. And I love the couple stories that you're going to share here in the next month or so about how you were able to use that and how the word's power, who would have ever guessed that that power of that word would have shown up in some of the ways. So
yes.
I think we're sharing with you saying that this is an incredibly powerful practice. You know, everything we share is a practice. It's all little filling up your toolkit, filling up your emotional first aid kits, is like we always talk about that, I think, on the show. How can we fill it up? And I think that's one of the ways that we can do it, is with this word, setting the intention for 2025 and beyond with a word of how we intend to show up in our lives.
Yeah. So to wrap this up, setting intentions are a more sustainable way to set goals and tap into what you want. It's a temperature check of your clarity, and it's a internal feeling of guidance and setting the tone or the overarching theme for life, for a year, for a chapter, for anything. Start to notice how it feels engaging with a practice that allows you to do that. Again, check in with yourself and ask yourself the questions to see what intentions are showing up for you right now in this moment. And try not to have judgment around how it sounds, how it looks, how it feels. It's not what you thought you wanted, because we just don't know how these intentions are actually going to play out in our day-to-day life or our reality. Life is unpredictable. We know that. And really letting your intention setting practice reinforce grace, self-forgiveness, acceptance, to use your word, for this year, for the expectations that we might set on ourselves, even with an intention. We might say, like when I said ease in 2020, I expected ease. And I was like, oh my gosh, you idiot. How could you have chosen that? So hold yourself in grace and compassion if you have excitement about the intention that you're setting, and then life presents these challenges that make you feel like you went astray. It happens. Life happens. So be kind with yourself in this process.
Well, remember, we did a whole episode on no judgment, no comparison, that whole idea of not having that. I think that really plays well for this idea, this whole notion of incorporating a word into your daily lives for 2025 and setting that intention. No judgment, no comparisons, no, like show up in the moment free.
Mm-hmm. And just feel excited about the possibility that comes from being connected with yourself in this way and engaging in this practice of like what could come. I'm excited to see what acceptance looks like for you. And I'll share my word on social media, not to be cagey about it, but I have some fun ideas. And what is your word going to be for 2025? Yeah. I want to hear, we want to hear from all of you, because it's fun to share. And I know in the past when we've done episodes like this or content like this, I've loved getting messages from people where they're like, I chose this random word and I don't know why. And it was so weird. And like 6 months later, I finally realized why that was my word. It's just super fun. So yeah, share with us what you decide to choose. Yeah. And here's to a connected, prosperous, easeful 2025.
Easeful. Yeah.
That sounded like a question and it wasn't.
I don't know. Is that you asking me that question?
No, just a life, a year guided by intention with purpose and not pressure and just hope. I think hope is what a lot of us need right now. And that feels like a guiding light for me for sure.
And remembering that an intention is positive.
Yeah.
Making sure that, I mean, I think it kind of goes without saying, but making sure that intentions are positive. You know, it's really how we want to be able to show up in our lives. So making sure that the word is a positive word that actually kind of warms your heart or makes you feel like, I'd like to show up as this person that I really already am from the inside out. Because that's how the word, that's how the power comes. It really is. It is working on the inside out. So
yeah,
I'm very excited. Share your words with us, everyone.
Yeah. Thanks for chatting about this. With us, with me, with the community.
I love it.
It's exciting.
I love it.
So I hope this little conversation about intentions and getting grounded in what you really want from the inside out was helpful for you all, especially in this new year. I'm loving it. I'm loving living with these kinds of intentions over resolutions and the pressures that come along with it. But let us know. Let us know your word. Reach out to us on social media. And as always, thank you so much for listening and being a part of this wonderful community and being a part of our show. If you haven't yet, make sure you're liked and subscribed to the podcast wherever you listen to podcasts so you're always up to date on each new episode. Make sure you're following us on social media at Peaceful Barb, at Michelle Maros, at Barb Knows Best Pod, so that ask us questions, comments, concerns, or if you have a future podcast topic request, that's the best way to stay in touch. If you haven't yet, give us a 5-star rating on iTunes and Spotify and leave a review. It's super, super helpful for us and for the show, and we're grateful when you do so. There's a few links in our show notes about Substack, so make sure you check those out. And that is all for today. Thank you so much again for listening. Thank you, Mom. And we'll chat with you next week because, as we know, Barb knows best. Bye.
Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.